Apple defends $20 billion sweetheart deal at Google search antitrust trial. By Lucas Nolan on May 8, 2025. Apple Senior Vice President of Services Eddie Q defended the company's $20 billion a year deal with search monopoly Google during the remedy phase of the internet giant's antitrust trial in Washington, D.C. Q also testified that rapid advancements in AI could disrupt Google's search monopoly more effectively than court intervention. The Verge reports that during the ongoing remedies trial following the Justice Department's successful antitrust case against Google's search monopoly, Apple executive Eddie Q took the stand to defend the company's lucrative search deal with Google. The agreement, which sets Google as the default search engine on Apple's Safari browser, brings in an estimated $20 billion annually for the tech giant. Q argued that the rapid development of generative AI services could ultimately pose a greater threat to Google's dominance than any court-ordered remedies. He pointed to a decline in Safari search volume last month, for the first time in 22 years, attributing the change to users seeking information from AI chatbots instead of traditional search engines. The DOJ, however, maintains that the pace of technological advancement is not swift enough to address the persistent market issues caused by Google's monopoly. The government has proposed forcing Google to share valuable search data with competitors and spin off its Chrome browser, while Google seeks to preserve its deals with some restrictions. Apple finds itself caught in the middle of this legal battle, with the potential to lose a significant revenue stream depending on the court's decision. Q expressed bewilderment at the idea that Apple could face financial consequences for Google's wrongdoing, stating, "The idea that the court could decide Google did something wrong and then let it save money at Apple's expense just seems crazy to me." Even without the deal, Q acknowledged that Google would likely maintain its prime position in Safari in the short term due to its superior search capabilities. He admitted that Apple's deal with Google who may have disincentivized the company from developing its own search engine, but emphasized that Apple prefers to focus on areas where it can offer unique value. Looking ahead, Q testified that Apple is exploring the integration of AI search options, although he noted that current AI technologies are not yet capable of replacing traditional search engines. However, he believes that the combination of large language models, LLMs, with search could allow AI rivals to effectively compete with Google in the near future, even with a smaller search index. Q cautioned Judge Amit Mehta that the technology industry is distinct from other markets, with giants often falling even without court intervention. He pointed to the rise and fall of companies like HP, Sun Microsystems, and Intel as examples of how being an incumbent in the tech world might not offer the same benefits as in other industries. Read more at The Verge here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.